Five secrets great sales managers use to recruit a high-performing sales team. That's what I've got for you today. Join me for this episode of the Inside BS Show. If you're selling by yourself, let's say you're a professional and you don't have people selling for you, you're missing out on an opportunity because every time you have someone that helps you by going out and establishing relationships, and sales is all about establishing relationships and then solving problems for those people in exchange for money. Every time you have somebody going out and doing this for you, you multiply the opportunities you have to grow. Let's jump into the content right now. The first thing I want you to do as a function of recruiting is educate. I want you to go out to industry events and teach salespeople, both yours and other people's salespeople, how to make money. I want you to do what I'm doing here on video. I want you out there in your industry teaching sales reps how to sell. Why? The best recruiting tool you can give a sales rep is giving him skills, giving her skills that she can use to make more money. So if you're out at industry events educating people, the folks who come to see you are going to want to work for you because they're going to want to get that great educational information every day. You're the person who helps sales reps make money. That's the brand I want you to have. If you're in your industry educating everyone, you're helping to attract more quality reps to you. The best recruiting tool you have is your personality and your ability to educate. The second thing I want you to do is connect with people in a way that's meaningful. And the way to do that is to deliver referrals to complementary partners. Now think about this for a minute. Every time you go into an office to meet someone, or every time you stand in front of a prospect, three things can happen. You can either close a sale, you can get a referral to somebody else that you can sell to, or you can get a referral to someone who you can recruit to work for you. So what I want you to do, if all goes wrong, the whole sales meeting falls apart, I want you to ask that prospect before you leave, hey, listen, before I go, can you tell me who sells you your computer software? Well, it's Joe Smith. What company does Joe Smith work for? XYZ company, okay. Would you mind making an introduction to Joe Smith for me? I'd like to meet him. You meet Joe Smith and you find out that Joe Smith is really sharp and he has a lot of clients in common with you. You can potentially recruit Joe Smith, but first you can go out and refer some business to him and see how he handles that business. So referring business to someone and seeing how they handle business, especially someone who's working with your client or who's working with your prospects, that is a great way to see how they perform. It's a great recruiting tip for you. So step number two, connect and deliver referrals to complementary partners. Step number three, in your community of people with whom you share common clients, share best practices with them. So you're the division manager for a real estate company. Share best practices with the division manager for the company that cleans all the office buildings that you sell. Why? Because when you share best practices with them, you can also talk about who's good in the industry and they'll help recruit for you. In your circle of friends, in your circle of business associates, share your best practices. They'll share their best practices with you, and it becomes easier for you to ask for referrals to great salespeople. The fourth thing is develop relationships. I want you to go to industry functions in the industries that you can recruit from. So, for example, in professional service sales, we recruit a lot from the high-ticket computer software industry. We recruit from the high-ticket real estate sales industry, and we recruit from private jet salespeople and people who sell high-complexity products and services. I'll go to those industry functions, and I go to those industry functions in, let's take private jets. I go to those industry functions for two reasons. Number one, the companies that have private jet sales teams are good clients for me, so I want to sell to them. But number two, I can recruit the sales reps from the private jet companies to sell my consulting services. So I want you to develop relationships with people in complementary industries so that you can identify really good salespeople and bring them into your industry. The fifth thing I want you to do is gather intelligence about who the best is. In your specific industry, I want you to attend all the industry awards events. I know, you hate them. I hate them too. Even though the teams that I work with, my sales team wins a lot of awards, I want you to go to industry events, not for that purpose, but for the purpose of seeing who's good. I want you to look around the room and see who's really good at what they do. I want you to take note of it because I want you to understand who you need to go after to bring to your sales team. Think about it from a sports analogy standpoint. If you're a baseball player and you're on a baseball, you're a baseball manager and you're in the baseball league, you're playing other teams, so you constantly know who's really good. Well, in sales, we don't have exposure to that. We don't do sales on TV. We don't have the luxury of seeing other teams head to head. So we've got to find out who the best is. Going to these industry events where they give out awards is phenomenal for figuring out who the best is. And we do that so we can recruit them. All right, I told you that I was going to share a secret strategy with you that can change everything from a recruiting perspective. I'm going to do that in just 1 minute. Before I do, I want to share with you my sales system. This is my system. It's proprietary to me, but I'm going to give it to you. I want you to steal it, use it, go nuts. It's going to help you make more money and get home on time for dinner. It will streamline your sales process, give it to all your reps, customize it for them and their strengths. It will help them close more deals. You can get it for free by going to RevenueRoadmapGuide.com, RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Enter your contact info there. You can download the system for free. It will help you blow the doors off your sales quota. Okay, let's talk about the secret strategy, and that's to build your own community of people who are in your industry or in complementary industries. What do I mean by that? Create a group on Facebook or maybe LinkedIn where you share best practices, share competitor intelligence. I don't care if these people are competitors of yours. You're better than they are. You're going to out-hustle them. You're going to outwork them. You're going to outthink them. It doesn't matter. You want the community to be in constant communication because that's an easy way for you to develop relationships with people you're going to recruit. Building your own community makes it easy and natural to develop those relationships, and you'll find people come to you every month wanting to work with you. Share that educational information with your community, the educational information I mentioned at the start of our time together, and they will fall all over themselves, dying to work with you. All right, if you want more great information for sales managers, join me for the next video, the one that you see filling in right below me right now. That's a playlist with all of our videos on sales management. We add to that playlist every week. Join me for the next video. I will see you there.